live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there is still much uncertainty as to whether all pupils in the Termon and Kilmacrenan areas will have a place on the additional bus approved as part of a ministerial sign-off by John Halligan. A prisoner who failed to return to custody in the north after being granted compassionate bail is believed to be at large in Donegal. The family of a young Donegal boy who was left with medical debris in his throat following surgery have received €12,500 in compensation. And a man has been taken to hospital following a crash on the main Lifford to Ballantrae Road earlier today. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. But first in news, an additional bus for South Inishowen has been approved today by Minister John Halligan. Bus Éireann has received sanction to tender for a bus to cater for the students in the South Inishowen area travelling to school in Buncrana. It's hoped the bus will be in place in the first week after the midterm break. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue says all pupils will be catered for.
Confirmation has come through from Bus Éireann that they have received sanction now to go ahead and tender for a bus to cater for the additional students in South Inishowen. There's up to almost 30 students in that category who will now be able to be catered for. And this follows on from the change to the national policy as a result of the ministerial order signed by Minister Halligan last night. So it is indeed, it's very welcome, and it'll be very welcome to the parents who will now be able to avail of school transport, and the students on it who will be able to avail of it on a daily basis. And Bus Éireann have informed me that they hope to be in a position to have the bus on the route for early in the first week after midterm. So that's very welcome news indeed.
Meanwhile, Senator Padraig McLaughlin says today's announcement is to be welcome, but lessons must be learned from the difficulties faced by the parents in the South Inishowen, Termon and Kilmacrenan areas.
It's great news, and I want to congratulate the parents who stood up to be counted and who campaigned for this. And it's been a team effort with the public representatives in Donegal. We've been working, first of all, on the issues in Milford, to get those resolved, and we're going to continue to work at that, and indeed now in Buncrana.
And going forward into the future, does this additional bus mean that this will be in place every school term?
No, indeed. I mean, there are lessons to be learnt in all of this. Clearly, you know, what we'd be saying to parents, you know, across Donegal, particularly those who are eligible for school transport, that the necessary distance away, you know, to engage directly with Bus Éireann, you know, and all the communications, to make them aware of any difficulties that you're having gathering up documentation, or indeed if you're not hearing from them, to be, you know, to engage directly. But the as I say, there's a lot of lessons for the Department of Education, for Bus Éireann, and for parents across the county. For us public representatives, we need to ensure that we stand up for families in rural areas. We need to protect our rural communities, keep families living there, and support them getting their children and their pupils to school.
However, there is still much uncertainty as to whether all pupils in the Termon and Kilmacrenan areas will have a place on the additional bus approved as part of a ministerial sign-off by John Halligan. Confirmation has been received that a medium-sized bus has been sanctioned for those travelling to Milford, and that seats will be allocated first for eligible students, then on a concessionary basis. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says although there is progress in resolving the transport issue, it is not yet over.
It's been a long saga, this. It's not over yet, but the department have now confirmed that they've given approval to Bus Éireann to invite tenders for a medium-sized bus. Now, that could vary from 29 to 33, but it is my understanding that the eligible children and the concessionary will exceed that, but we have to wait until such time as all of the applications come in. And if it's 33 or so, then it would resolve all our problems. If not, then the eligible have first call, And after that, we'll have to wait and see how many concessionary apply. Now, they will be advertising and inviting tenders over the next couple of days. But I'm told that they don't close until Monday week, which means that there'll be another delay.
So at this stage, it's still not confirmed that the bus will be in place after Halloween?
Oh, it will be in place, but not immediately after Halloween, because if they'll get a week to submit tenders, so that'll prolong it a little bit. But there will be a bus, but we'll have to wait and see how many children then will apply for eligible seats and concessionary seats.
A prisoner who failed to return to custody in the north after being granted compassionate bail is believed to be at large in Donegal. Rory Williams has more.
30-year-old James Donegan, who is awaiting sentencing for a number of serious offences, including attempted hijacking, did not return to custody as required on Monday last after being granted compassionate bail by the court. It's believed that James is travelling across the Donegal and Derry areas and may be involved in further criminal activity. He is described as being a around 5'9" tall, of medium build, with light brown hair. Officers would ask James to hand himself into police without any further delay, and would also ask anyone who knows of his current whereabouts not to approach him, but to contact the Reducing Offender Unit at Strand Road on 101 immediately.
Most polling stations across the country are reporting slow voter turnout in the presidential election and blasphemy referendum today, lower than numbers during the abortion referendum in May. Nationally, turnout is in the high teens and early 20s. Polls opened at 7 o'clock this morning, with people able to vote until 10 o'clock tonight. Returning officers are, however, still expecting an evening rush to kick off around now. The family of a young Donegal boy who was left with medical debris in his throat following surgery have received €12,500 in compensation. Jill Johnston of Corky Manor Cunningham Letterkenny told Circuit Court President Justice Raymond Grork that the main reason she instituted proceedings was to ensure this does not happen again to some other family where the consequences might be even worse. Sian Beattie reports.
Barrister Paul O'Neill counselled for the couple's six-year-old son Bobby Johnston told the court that then three-month-old baby was operated on in June 2012 to correct a partial cleft lip and had been discharged from the Children's University Hospital, Temple Street, Dublin, with an obstruction in his airway. O'Neill, who appeared with Jane Lanigan of Lanigan Clark Solicitors Letterkenny, said Bobby had days later been rushed back to the emergency department of the Children's Hospital, where during an examination he vomited a pink moulding gel material that had lodged in his throat during the earlier operation. Jill Johnston told the court in an affidavit how her baby was so unwell that the family clergyman drove half the length of Donegal to be with him and was shocked to see how low he was. Medical reports revealed a throat pack had not been inserted in the child's throat during the initial surgery, and as a consequence of pink alginate gel having entered his airway and remaining there on his discharge, Bobby developed a moderate to severe post-operative chest infection, which had resulted in his readmission to hospital.
And the full report is available on our website, highlandradio.com. A man has been taken to hospital following a crash in the main lifter to Ballindrate Road earlier today. At around 9:45 this morning, two articulated lorries crashed with the road closed for a period. Gardaí say the driver was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital as a precaution. The road has since reopened. Almost €1 million in additional funding has been announced for Donegal under the Local Improvement Scheme. It's part of a national investment of €10 million announced by Minister Michael Ring today. Councillor Martin Harley says the LIS scheme is vital in carrying out works that fall outside the remit of the council's funding.
We met Michael Ring in the county there 3 weeks ago. All the Fine Gael councillors met him in Letterkenny. And he did say to me, indicated that time that possibly more funding would be coming down the road, and he indicated Donegal would get a large slice of that because we had a good record for delivering the projects, and that's fully thanks to our local engineers here on the ground that are getting the projects ready, so, and the staff. So it's welcome news, and any money coming to the county is good news, and this is, it's there's a lot of what has happened this year as well. In the last couple of years, we have been, for LAS money, we've been using them to develop walkways that all the community can use.
LAS, arguably one of the more important schemes, obviously with the fact that it addresses rural roads and so on that the county council may not be responsible for.
Yes, I mean there are a lot of small mean, I know myself in our own area here, there'll be a few roads where you could have 10 and 12 houses on small rural roads that are not actually on, that probably will come on council lists into the future, but they're not at the moment. So this is an opportunity to get these roads surfaced and make them more passable for the people using them. So it's great.
Two schools at Hantu shut this week due to structural issues should reopen in alternative accommodation after the midterm break. The Department of Education says it's working to secure interim solutions for Turlestown Education to Educate Together National School and St Luke's National School. It comes as the company at the centre of the controversy has defended the inspection process used during construction. The department has warned parents there may be further school closures, with 42 schools identified, including Letterkenny Educate Together National School. Free public access Wi-Fi has been launched at Letterkenny University Hospital. The Wi-Fi is accessible in the main hospital campus under the Air Guest login and is available to patients, visitors and staff in the hospital. Lawrence Moore is head of ICT operations at Letterkenny University Hospital.
This is great news for Letterkenny University Hospital, and it will be a great benefit to have free public Wi-Fi for both the patients and staff and visitors at Letterkenny University Hospital. We're delighted to say that this is that we now have it, and it is free and easy to use, and that if anyone wants to use it, all they have to do is literally just enable their Wi-Fi device and browse, and they should see a Wi-Fi called AirGuest. And if they click to log on to that AirGuest, they will see it'll bring them to a log-on screen. On that log-on screen, they'll be prompted to enter their last name, their first name, an email address, and they have to agree to the terms and conditions and click connect. And it's that easy. Once they connect, that's them in.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Track your daily fitness with a Fitbit or Garmin tracker from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with news of soccer, and Liam Buckley has been confirmed as the new manager of Sligo Rovers. The former St Patrick's Athletic boss takes over from Jared Little, who departed the showgrounds in recent weeks. Sligo go into tonight's final Premier Division round of matches in eighth position following a disappointing season. Killybegs man Brian Dorian was in temporary charge over the last number of weeks. So does Buckley, or is Buckley fully aware of the task that is awaiting him next term?
There's no hiding away from the bottom four, the tour de force from the bottom of the table here. You know, could I think they could be better as a group? Yes, I do think they could be. Obviously, in the off-season, you'll be looking to see what you can do to strengthen up. From where I'm at, you know, I look at the staffing aspect to it, how we're going to try and play, the pitch, the training facility, all of that. But they're all up to speed up there. So from where I'm at, as I said, we'll be excited about it. I hope the players moving on into next season will be equally as excited, and we'll just push on from there.
Sligo entertain Shamrock Rovers on the final night of the top flight action this evening. Derry City are also playing tonight. They're heading to Dublin to take on Liam Buckley's former side, St Patrick's Athletic. That game, of course, at Richmond Park in Inchicore. Derry expected to line out quite similar to as they did to the defeat at the hands of Bray on Monday night past. Having equaled Brendan Bradley's scoring record last week, Pat Hoban will look to break it tonight on the final day of the season. Dundalk travel to Bohemians, and Bray Wanderers their stay in the top flight comes to an end. They are away to Cork City. One other game taking place tonight, Limerick against Waterford. Two major firms have suspended betting on that fixture. Waterford are assured a fourth spot regardless of the result, while Limerick were as far out as 33-1 in some markets as they have a promotion relegation playoff to deal with next week. A large amount of money had been bet on tonight's game at the RSC, with 93% of bets going on Limerick, and two firms have suspended betting on that one. Well, the build-up to Finn Harps' promotion playoff against Limerick on Monday is taking momentum. A big crowd is expected for the match, and a full game details and indeed ticket details are available on the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Harps are now just two games away from returning to the Premier Division. A victory for Harps in leg one on Monday would be a fantastic start, but manager Ollie Horgan feels it's a major ask of a side.
We're playing a full-time side with serious pedigree, and it's a serious ask of us to put it that way too. Of course, we've done our homework and the lesson where it is on them, and they're a serious outfit, and there's no point in saying anything different. They have, but the like, I mean, the likes of Danny Morrissey and Killian Cantwell, who were brilliant with us last year, we all know them well, but they have lads that were there before, Shane Duggan, Shane Tracy, Sean Kelly, obviously from here. They were there the last time we played them, but then the likes of Barry Maguire, that people or might have gone under the radar, you know, I saw him play both on the telly and indeed in the FAI Cup, and he's a class act. And it's only when you inquired about him, you realise this fella has played about 200 games in the Dutch league at the top division. You know, that's the quality we're going up against. I mean, I came across something there that, you know, even Paddy McCourt didn't remember. He'd have scored a goal for Utrecht against Celtic, hammered them 4-0. To put them out of the Europa League about 8-9 years ago. Mm. And Paddy would have been involved with Celtic at the time. This is the quality we're playing, we have Paddy McCourt, if you like, but Paddy McCourt will be 10 years older than likes of Barry, and that's kind of maybe the part that's going under the radar of the quality of what we're playing against on Monday night.
So then, Harps not playing tonight, but they are back on the pitch on Monday. Big crowd expected at Finn Park. If you can't make it to Finn Park on Monday, tune to Highlands Way. We will have full live match commentary this coming bank holiday Monday from that game. And the big weekend for Harps actually starts tomorrow, Saturday, because their Finn Harps under 17 are seeking out a first ever National League and Cup double. In the league final tomorrow, they're taking on Shamrock Rovers. Declan Boyle's men will kick off that game at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at McGinn Park in Buncrana. Just back to senior soccer, the Premiership in the Irish League continues tomorrow afternoon as well. Institute are on the road as they travel to Warren Point Town. The leaders Glenavon host Newry, while joint fourth Coleraine are also playing, and they take on Cliftonville. Cross channel tonight, Queen's Park Rangers will hope to end a run of four games without a win as Aston Villa visit Loftus Road in the Championship. The GPA's Paul Flynn has called for a strict implementation of the rules to curb the recent violence at club games. It follows comments from GA President John Horan, who's described the unruly incidents as disturbing and dangerous. A Dingle mentor is facing an 8-week ban for punching an East Kerry player. Footage of violence involving teams from Tyrone, Derry, Down, Cork and Leash have also been circulating. Paul Flynn is the GPA's chief executive and believes there needs to be a cultural change.
In the club scene, you may only have one man and in the middle of a pitch with 30 players and then another maybe 30 on the sidelines. It can be, you know, hard to control. But I do feel that it comes down to rules and implementing them. And if we are strict on, you know, all the little niggles and just kind of punish them, it will be a culture change then. Like if you look at sports like rugby, where, you know, discipline is quite good because of referees demand control of the games.
The action on the pitch GAA starts tonight. Donegal Under 21A Championship, our draw against Neve Connell. It's a derby match which throws in at 8 o'clock. There is games taking place, the bulk of the matches actually, in the Under 21 Championship being played tomorrow, Saturday. Reg Hughes, the Donegal Junior Champions, will start their provincial campaign in Ulster on Sunday. They're making the trip to Port Glenowen in County Antrim to take on Con McGee's off Glen Ravel in the quarter final. The winner will go through to the semi final the following Sunday to play Emmyvale. And among the other ties, Derry senior hurling champion Sloch Neil are taking on Ballycrane from Down on Sunday in the senior hurling championship semi-final at Corrigan Park in Belfast. Sloch Neil, of course, are going for 3 Ulster titles in a row and a 4th final appearance in a row as well. While Swatra, the Derry intermediate hurling champions, playing Sunday 2 in Owenbeg against St. Gall's of Antrim. This weekend, the rest of Europe Gaelic football side will compete in a club championship in Ireland. Amsterdam GAC will take on Dublin champions St Finian's Newcastle in the Leinster Junior Club Championship quarterfinals on Sunday in Abbottstown in Dublin. The Dutch side includes 2 Donegal players, Michael Sweeney of Red Hughes and Hugh Freel from Fannad Gaels. And Termon, the Donegal Under 16 County Champions, will start their Ulster campaign tomorrow, Saturday. They will play in the preliminary round of the Paul McGurr Tournament in Dromore in County Tyrone. Newton Butler, the Fermanagh Champions, is the opposition for them. In rugby, the Pro 14 action sees two of the Irish provinces playing tonight. Ulster welcome the Dragons to Kingspan Stadium in Belfast, while Connacht are almost at full strength for their trip to the Ospreys. In local rugby tomorrow, our feature game comes from Bangor, who are hosting City of Derry in All-Ireland League Division 2C. City of Derry looking for their third one of the campaign. Oma also looking for another one, their third of the campaign at home tomorrow as they take on Middleton in the same division. Rory McIlroy's HSBC Champions Tournament got worse earlier today. He followed his level par opening round 72 with a 5 over 77. McIlroy is a full 16 shots off the leader, Tony Finau. The American Ryder Cup golfer heads the field on 11 under and has 3 clear of the trio of Justin Rose, Patrick Reed and Tommy Fleetwood. In motorsport, at the Rally Spain on the WRC at the end of day one, Oytenak and the Toyota leads by 26.8 seconds from the Hyundai of Danny Sordo. Sebastian Loeb is sitting in 4th overall in the Citroen, while Sebastian and Ogier in the M Sport Ford is in 7th. Craig Breen is 8th and Terry Neuville is down in 9th. Athletic wise, Bank Holiday weekend in October means one thing: the Dublin City Marathon. It takes place on Sunday and a big number of Donegal competitors are heading to the capital and hoping to put in good performances and make it round the long course through Dublin. One girl competing is going to be Katrina Jennings. The Letterkenny AC girl is, of course, looking for a top three finish once again in the marathon. And tomorrow, Saturday, there'll be a large contingent from the northwest heading to County Antrim for the Ulster Underage Cross Country Championships. And a lot of them will be hoping for good performances and bringing back medals tomorrow night to Donegal. That's it, Michaela. Saturday Sport tomorrow after the two news. I'll be in studio. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday.
Thanks, Oisin. For weather now, cold, blustery and showery today. Many showers will be heavy and of hail with the odd thundery one and top temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, an additional bus for South Inn is shown has been approved today by Minister John Halligan. However, there is still much uncertainty as to whether all pupils in the Termin and Kilmacrenan areas will have a place on the additional bus approved as part of a ministerial sign-off by John Halligan. A prisoner who failed to return to custody in the north after being granted compassionate bail is believed to be at large in Donegal. The family of a young Donegal boy who was left with medical debris in his throat following surgery have received €12,500 in compensation. Jill Johnston of Corky Manor Cunningham Letterkenny told Circuit Court President Justice Raymond Grourke that the main reason she instituted proceedings was to ensure this does not happen again to some other family where the consequences might be even worse. And almost €1 million in additional funding has been announced for Donegal under the Local Improvement Scheme. It's part of a national investment of €10 million announced today by Minister Michael Ring. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferter and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Sure, we're my host Colm Ferter and Charlene the Brief Scalty Air Highland. Bein eilef lian túl arachtas na sána a cailiarú an teachtain se hagin agus iag filiú ar cailárnia chondi chiarí ó dí cédine go dí jadóni an céad lá agus trocha de dhearra fóhar go dí an cáfra lá da mí na sána. Dian hi gael an díart húsgart an taras fada a rísht con párt a glacus na dahe sa hén comortas a ta ar clár na bliana. Fíha sa hén acu ar ranog na déni óga agus fíha acu ar ranog na déni fásta ta réim se liahand emachtí fógrí ar chláir an comórtais ina measc a ranaíocht ar an seannos rinca éonar ar an seannos aglaibh beirte liúbaní scéalaíocht dreas cainte ar leis í ceol agus go leor eile. Dúirt Liam O'Mainley stiúrthóir an aireacht agus an aireacht agus é a chur síos ar an éile gur cuid ionta tábhachta dar nairacht dar galtar agus dar féineolacht i na hálíne tradisiúnta. Bé an chéad ithe eolais do chuid Forrest na Gaeilge faoi scéim an muoinithe don bhliain se thugainn ag éanach an aireacht sear an dearna le dihíne do mí na saona agus rinn faoi Forrest na Gaeilge eolais faoi obair na hagraíochta a scéim na muoinithe agus na tacaíochta a tar fáil on. Beja Shigan Pubble Ash Ola Sahorch Majula Karkon Ken Nigeliga Gantur Saku Hin. August Bay Forum Najila a Agru Eglor Nigel Egan Arctus Komai Laholus a Runt August Barulaha Tesh Mohori a Walu Majulash Narechtanus August Naduchline a Winnin Latogal Klenya Ligeliga Playfire Fasict Corlia August Takiok Practical August Gresaniok August Aquany Komai. Bishan Urshul Erin Saharn and Triola the Minasana, Stagaulus, Egg and Siv and Taractus Bunk IE. Hulahus and Geriga Alor to Jan the Jacti, Westminster, Cadinia Duncade Ur, Le Cades of Shart, Niana, Lilendia Sporacta, Ne Parliamentia, Nurakar Feshere, Parliamentia the Hudge, Pledge Krimru, Liz Saville, Roberts, Kesht, Major Lishan, Act, Geliga Ohui, Fui Maragal Realtus, Realtus Nabratania, a Horchestia, Ego into Kilrivin Yavidus Ashe. Rin Liz Saville, Roberts, MP, and Ratchet Shaw Sacha, Is Carta Dana, Eid Carta Changa, Augusta Cotram, Nefania, Tilcha, Iglucked, Lorta, Nigeliga, Durer Marahitch, Gius. Product to Mach a Raktiot Nua Ehiv Kuakti Dun a Femini Ohui. August Bay Prab Geltakt, August Session Kyol, Tradition to Un Sukottage Bar Lecher Kennan, and Octag Toshert Egahokta Clug Ternona. Shimba Hodge Eligalier, Slan August Bannacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, October the 26th. The death has taken place of John Gilchrist, formerly of Clover Hill Avenue. His remains are reposing at his daughter's home, 3 Acacia Avenue, Kilfenan, Derry. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon for service in Moff Parish Church at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to Moff Parish Church, care of the parish office, Acorn Centre, Colmore Road, Derry. The death has occurred of Myra Maguire, 3 Crockett Park, Castlederg. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Castlederg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The house is private at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of Pam McLaughlin, 7 Mulvey House, Strabane. Remains are reposing at her niece Michelle Heffernan's house, 9 Carricklin Avenue, Strabane, tonight from 8 o'clock. Funeral leaving her niece's home on Sunday at 12 noon for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Lily McCrossan, 3 Cashlin Court, Castlefin. Her remains are reposing at St Columbus Church, Donnyloop. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Burial immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Kathleen Peoples, Mahara Paste, Drumbo, Stranorder. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving her home on Sunday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorder, with interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. On the death has taken place of Essie McGranra, Carrick, Trenta. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass in St. Colum Kills Church, Glendone at 12 noon tomorrow, followed by burial in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Charlie McLaugherty, Funeral Director.